9, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and kind of an interesting thing that came up during the Commissioner Burgosh town hall, you know, online forum that he did last week, was Rich Powell, who is the jail commander, actually the director of corrections, jail commander is subordinate to him. He made a comment about medical costs at the jail, and sometimes what will happen is they get an inmate in who is a very low-level offender but has a very high cost, medical cost treatment, and they will work what they can with the courts to see if they can't get that person, you know, released on their own recognizance or something like that, because that's a way of saving costs for a nonviolent offender. If it's happening in Escambia, and I think that's kudos. You know, that's good budgetary management, quite frankly. Joining us now, we have Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County, who runs the jail in Santa Rosa. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Is that something that you guys run into as well, where very low-level offenders have very high medical costs associated with them?
Yes, we run into that a lot, and we go to the judges, and they work with us very well in that capacity. They'll release somebody as long as, like you said, it's nonviolent. A perfect example, probably 3 or 4 months ago, we had a person in on, like, their third shoplifting case, which, you know, once they start getting over and over repeat arrests, you know, the judge will try to kind of, you know, settle them down a little bit and say, look, 60 days, 90 days, 180 days in the county jail. And we had one of those, and it turned out that she was pregnant. And, you know, once they're in our custody, we have to treat them, you know, all their medical bills, everything falls to the county. So once we discovered that, and then she was going to have to do all the prenatal stuff and all the different things, went to the judge and said, hey, is there any way you can, you know, let her loose? And they worked with us and kicked her loose, which is, you know, saves thousands and thousands of dollars for the county taxpayers.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is also one of the things I was going to ask you about. It's a little different from Escambia to Santa Rosa because of, you know, who runs the jail and who's responsible for it, but the principle is still the same. You know, one of the stories out of the Escambia jail has been that some of the women in one of their dorms had a COVID case, and they were expressing frustration that they couldn't get tested. The county says, we are testing everybody who's willing to get tested. But something that came up in that was that pregnant women in the jail, and the perception is that pregnant women in jail are all these very harmless, mild, low-level offenders, and at least in Escambia jail, that is not the case. In fact, they try to release the low-level ones so that they can get, you know, outside care and whatever, but the ones that are in there are often for felonies, and that perception doesn't exist. But is that the way it is in Santa Rosa also?
Yeah, if you know, they take that same case, the pregnant inmate, if she was in there for, you know, trying to kill her husband or boyfriend or whatever, obviously we're not going to go to the judge and say, hey, release her. We just have to take that hit, and we'll pay what we have to pay, because we're not going to let somebody out that we fear could hurt somebody in the community. So, you know, sometimes you just have to eat that medical bill, and, you know, our medical costs in our jail, it's pretty substantial. We you know, we get up there sometimes, and one thing we do try to do, let's say that person is going to get sentenced to prison, anything over a year, they have to go to the Department of Corrections. So If that's the case and they get sentenced, once they get sentenced, we really, really try to get them to the DOC as quickly as possible to negate that cost.
Yeah, and it's one of the things, another part of this that people don't realize, I think, is a lot of these women, especially pregnant women, you know, this may be the first time they've seen an OB. You know, they don't get medical care at all. So the fact that you guys are providing it is not a harm to them medically. It's actually a step up a lot of the times. Is that, I mean, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because a lot of the, you know, you don't end up in my jail because of good behavior.
Right.
So they tend to not take care of themselves, especially if they're on drugs. They don't go to see a doctor. So, that it could be the first time they've seen a doctor in years once they get into our jail.
Wow. Amazing. Well, anyway, just, you know, this is stuff people never think about. I was thinking about it because we're hearing from our corrections director last week about this, and I was verifying the same things for you guys as well. Anything happen over the weekend that we ought to know about, Sheriff?
You know, for it to be a Labor Day weekend, it is, and I hope I'm not jinxing myself right now, but it has been very quiet. Usually I get 3 or 4 shift reports a morning from what occurred the night before, and really, nothing has been going on, which is great for the citizens of Santa Rosa County. Everybody's behaving themselves.
Hey, the one thing that I want, I'm a citizen before I'm a radio host, and I would always take boring radio if it means, you know, low-level enforcement is necessary, so I'll take that. You did have a case, though, last week that and it goes back to a November 2016 incident, but this is the kind of stuff that just as a parent, as a citizen, you had, what, a guy who was trying to do something horrible with the daughter of his girlfriend. It was not his biological daughter. Very common story. It's the non-biological boyfriend that's the problem. What do we know about this case?
Yeah, basically, you know, and this occurs a lot, and not just, obviously not just in Santa Rosa County, but,
right.
You know, it seems to me like if you go to the FDLE website and put in, you know, sexual offenders in my area.
Oh, it's terrifying.
You're really going to be shocked. It is. I mean, it's an incredible number for such a, you know, we don't even have 200,000 people in our county, but you put that in that FDLE website and it is truly incredible. But in this case, yeah, he was making some advances toward his, I guess you would call it, stepdaughter. And the father did not take, the actual father did not take it too well, which as a parent, I wouldn't either.
Right.
And then some threats were made and, you know, it's just, you know, as a parent, you want to protect your child. And especially it's got to be scary if you're not in the home with that child and some other guy is.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously that's a bad situation to be in, but it escalated a little bit and it's, you know, it's just a sad story, especially for the girl involved. That's the real sad part.
This thing that, you know, that molesters, abusers do to kids to threaten them if they tell anybody, it's anyway. All right.
Well, that's how they get control,
right?
Of this. That's how they get control of the child. You know, you threaten, hey, I'm going to kill your mom if you don't do this or blah, you know, and that's how they do it. And it's pretty pathetic, actually.
And it's and you know, to think of what a kid goes through and then to have that on top of it all, it's very frustrating. We're about 2 weeks into school now. Today's, I guess, actually week two, although they're not in school today. How is the SRO situation going this year?
Well, it's been going really good. Actually, it's been a very quiet 2 weeks, but the SROs, we have an SRO in every single school in Santa Rosa County. And due to the fact that some parents are not sending their children to the brick-and-mortar school, they're doing it online, the attendance to schools are down. So it's made for a quiet couple of weeks, but we still have that enforcement in each school. We have a law enforcement officer in each school, so, which is pretty incredible when you think about it, because 2 years ago we had 5 SROs, and then as of today I think we have 33.
Wow. Yeah, it's an incredible growth. And of course they do such good work. They're a great resource, obviously, for the kids. Obviously they're there to keep them safe under the guardian, not the guardian, but, you know, elements of the post Parkland bill and all of that.
Yeah.
Hey, just a kind of a last quick thing. It's just, I'm curious about this. There's an ammunition shortage in the U.S. A lot of people are buying guns. A lot of people are buying ammunition, and new people buying guns and ammunition, big demand. And so ammunition is scarce, like, and it's hard to find and hard to find at a good cost.
Yep.
Has that affected your ability to procure ammunition for your officers for training or anything else?
No, it hadn't. We buy from a distributor that pretty much exclusively sells to law enforcement and military. And, you know, when the manufacturers of all these bullets, they realize it's a shortage coming up, you know, or they have to ramp up production, that really doesn't affect us because ours are set aside. We buy a certain number of bullets every year, and they know that, and so we don't have that problem.
Okay. I figured that was probably the case, but I was curious because, you know, all these different things and the way they might affect law enforcement are matters of interest to me. Sheriff Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, always joins us this time on a Monday. Sheriff, have a great Labor Day. We hope the weekend fulfills its promise of being uneventful for the rest of the day, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you for what you do.
All right. Take care, Andrew.